Welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, you smell terrible.
Really?
We just came back from a hot pot restaurant. You smell terrible. You're gonna change.
Hey, well, this is the pot calling the kettle black because, Peter, you're right next to me. In fact, I believe you had the curry soup, and so you smell stronger than I do.
Really?
Yeah, so, hey, come on, don't tell me. I'm the one that stinks.
Do you think we need to take a shower and a change?
Yeah, maybe we both should.
Alright, 那么刚才的对话呢，我们开了一个玩笑来呢，复习一下我们昨天讲到的这个idiom pot calling the kettle black. 翻译成中国人呢是半斤八两。它的场景是什么呢？我和 Sam 刚从火锅店出来，然后呢，我觉得 Sam 的身上味儿太大了。我跟 Sam 说，你这味儿太大了，你应该换个衣服。Sam 之后呢，闻了闻我身上的味儿，说 Peter, 你的味儿更大，你不要说我了。我们俩呢，现在半斤八两。Pot calling the kettle black.
Yes.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, we have another pot idiom.
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is pot luck. Pot luck.P-O-T-L-U-C-K, potluck.
那么今天的一点呢，同样呢由这个单词 pot 开始，锅，但后面呢换成了单词是 luck, 锅和幸运合到了一起。是不是幸运的锅，或者是呢一个人吃了锅里的东西非常的走运呢？ This means a pot is lucky, or the person who eats something from the pot is lucky.
Well, it could be either one, I really can't be sure.
Well, normally, our guess is kind of wrong, right?
Our guess is, typically wrong.
Right, okay. 那么一般情况下呢，我们在讲解之前呢，这个猜想往往是一个错误的答案，所以大家呢，不要太把它当回事儿。下面呢，我和 Sam 做一个对话，看看这个 potluck 在真正的场景当中究竟是什么样的意思。Potluck. Well, let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, so could you help me explain what the potluck is? Because I just received an email from my professor.
Oh.
She invited all her students to her home for a potluck party.
Ah.
So does it mean I have to bring my pot to the party?
Well, a potluck is basically a meal. But the difference between this meal and a different or normal meal is you will bring some food, but it's really your choice.
Really?
Yeah, so everybody will bring something. So, for example, like your classmates, like if you have a classmate from India, maybe they'll bring some Indian food.
Like curry, rice, or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. You can bring some Chinese food, like whatever your favorite dish is, gongbao jiding, yaochuar, baozi, anything you want. And then all the people will bring their different dishes. You'll come together, and you'll share this meal together.
Well, actually, it's a meal, not that it's a party for pot, right?
No.
Okay, thanks a lot. Otherwise, I will be very embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'll show up with a pot in my hands.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about a potluck is you get a wide variety of foods.
Right. Could you tell me some of the do's and don'ts for the potluck party?
Well, really, there's nothing to keep in mind when it comes to a potluck. You can dress how you want. There's no rules that way. It's a pretty relaxed way of sharing a meal with your friends.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem.
那么刚才的对话呢，我是一个刚到美国的国际学生， Sam 呢是一个当地的学生。我问 Sam 一个问题，说我刚刚呢收到我教授的一个邮件，他邀请所有的同学呢去他的家呢参加一个的 potluck party。 我看到这个词之后呢有点不理解，为什么说我们去参加一个 party 需要带锅呢？因为这个词组里面这个 pot 翻译成中文是锅的意思，我感觉有些别扭。如果说每一个学生去他们家参加这个 party， 每人拎一口大锅去的话呢，会感觉非常的奇怪。 Sam 说 Peter 你弄错了，这个 potluck party 其实呢跟锅没有关系，它是每一个人或每一个学生呢自己呢准备一些菜，往往是菜，当然是饭呢也可以，但是一般呢是饭菜呢放到一起，然后呢每一个人根据自己的口味自己的喜好呢，每人带一份菜或者饭呢带那个 party 里面，然后呢放到一起，大家共同呢分享 meal。 那么不同国家的学生可能准备不同的吃的，那么中国学生呢可以准备一些宫保鸡丁，这是外国人特别喜欢的一道菜，因为呢又酸又甜，是他们的 favorite。 那么像印度学生呢他可以准备 curry， 那么意大利学生呢可以准备一个 pizza。 那么说这些菜呢放到一起，大家共同 share the meal 是一个非常好的一个经历。同时呢我问 Sam 说， 那么参加这个 potluck party 有没有什么一些说法或者一些说到哪些事情不能做？上面想了想之后说，一般情况下呢没有太多的规矩，因为呢他对着装没有什么要求，对这个吃的呢你随便，只要大家呢合口就行。所以呢是一个非常 casual 的 party， 你可以带自己喜欢带的吃的，然后大家呢可以坐下来聊天，是一个非常好的机会，大家能够坐下来能够 socialize。 所以我们今天讲到这个 potluck party 翻译成中文呢是自备餐的这种宴会。
Now the benefits of a potluck party is number one, you get to choose from a variety of foods.
Right.
So if you get finger foods, you get hot foods, cold foods, just so many different kinds.
Right.
The other benefit is, or number two, it doesn't put too much pressure on any one person.
Right.
If one person had to prepare all that food for, let's say, 12 guests, well, that's a lot of work involved.
Mm-hmm.
But now, hey, he just has to make one dish, and then everyone just makes one dish. You come together, it's very relaxed, very convenient.
那刚才 Sam 老师呢给我们进一步的解释到这 potluck party 的好处。第一点呢是大家在一次的 party 当中呢可以品尝到不同风味不同口味的这个菜肴，这是非常好的一点。第二点呢可以大大的降低主人的压力，如果说一个人准备12道菜的话呢，那么可能一天都忙不完，如果说每一个人准备一道菜，那么非常的容易，所以呢使这个聚会呢变得非常的轻松非常的快乐。
Sam, I have a question, because I like soup, and particularly with the egg tomato soup.
Okay.
And so can I bring burning hot or piping hot soup to the party?
Well, that's really up to you.
Really?
Yeah, because transporting that, well, you got to be careful, and we know that soup is hard to kind of keep contained.
Right.
It's hard, it's very easy to get it all over the place.
Right.
So what you might want to do is maybe keep it cold, so make it the day before, and then when you get to your friend's house, you can heat it up.
Alright, it's a good idea, right?
Yeah, a little bit safer this way.
Right, 刚才问上面一个问题，如果参加这种宴会的话，准备的是一种热腾腾的汤怎么办？因为我喜欢喝汤。那么这种情况下呢 ，Sam 说，你最好呢，如果说带一些比较热的食品的话呢，最好呢让它什么冷却下来，然后呢拿到这个地方之后呢，再给它加热。所以呢，对于喜欢吃那些特别热的这个同学的或者是朋友的话呢，可以呢事先呢做一定简单的 preparation just in case.
Yeah, but of course, if your friend lives close by or it's just like a 5-10 minute drive away, it's okay to bring a hot dish.
Right.Well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
And let's go to the next part of today's show, which is about the book study.
Yeah, but you know, as we talk about this idiom potluck, talk about food.
Right.
Well, there are some concerns about food safety.
Right, so today's book study is related to today's idiom. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And still the issue of food safety.
Yes.
Right.那么今天呢在 Heatbook 环节我们将继续讨论我们说食品安全这么一个问题，特别呢是在这种冷冻的条件下如何有效的保存好我们的食物。 Alright, so before we go to the details, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Our first word for today is fluctuation. Fluctuation.F-L-U-C-T-U-A-T-I-O-N Fluctuation
今天的第一个单词呢 Fluctuation 翻译成中文是波动，它是指的一个曲线呢一会儿上一会儿下，这个动作呢叫 Fluctuation， 它是一个名词。那么动词呢是 Fluctuate。
Right. Next is the word Thaw. Thaw. T-H-A-W. Thaw.
第二个单词呢是用在我们冰箱的使用过程当中如何解冻如何融化的一个概念，比如说我们的食物需要解冻，那么这个单词用这个 thaw, T-H-A-W.
Next we have defrost. Defrost, one word, D-E-F-R-O-S-T, defrost.
下一个单词呢我们会经常在冰箱的上面看到，特别有些冰箱有那种双语的解释，那么有的时候会说呢这个冰箱到了一定时间之后呢一定要 defrost 除霜的。
Next we have in plain sight, three words, in plain sight. Plain here is P-L-A-I-N, in plain sight.
下一个词组翻译成中文是显而易见， mean something pretty obvious.
Yep.It's right in front of you, probably, if it's in plain sight. It's
right.
Not hiding.
对，那我们可以用在一些情况，比如说一些问题，一些事情非常的显而易见，就可以 something is in plain sight.
Yeah. Next is overblown. overblown. O-V-E-R-B-L-O-W-N. Overblown.
那么下一个词组呢 overblown 翻译成中文是夸张的意思 exaggerating.
Next is the word paranoid. Paranoid. P-A-R-A-N-O-I-D. Paranoid.
下一个单词呢往往用来形容一个人他呢 paranoid 翻译成中文是偏执狂。
Next is the word parasite. Parasite. P-A-R-A-S-I-T-E.Parasite.
下一个单词 parasite 翻译成中文是寄生虫。寄生虫呢，我们知道在食物里面会有一些对我们身体有害的东西叫 parasite 叫寄生虫。同时呢，在社会当中有一些人也属于叫 parasite。他们比如说一些啃老的一些人也可以叫做 parasite.
But if you call somebody a parasite, it's not a good thing.
Right, particularly for people kind of begging money from their parents.
Yeah.
Kind of parasite, right?
Yeah, it's a parasite on society.
On society.
Yeah, kind of feed off of other things.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to our last word, which is complication. Complication. C-O-M-P-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Complication.
最后一个单词 complication 翻译成中文是并发症，往往呢是生病之后呢又发生了一些比较复杂的一些变化，使这个病情呢更加的恶化，这个过程呢叫做 complication. Well, now let's go to the details of food safety, particularly in the freezing section.
Okay, this next section is called refrigerator storage. Never store uncooked meat, poultry or fish above prepared itemsStoring raw product on top puts your prepared product in danger of contamination. Remember Sizzler? Clean your refrigerators frequently. Make sure that your product is kept below 41 degrees Fahrenheit while cleaning. Temperature fluctuations can shorten the shelf life of product and encourage bacterial growth. Place a refrigerated food storage chart on your door of your refrigerator, where employees can easily see and follow it.
Well, number one, or we say the first caution is never store uncooked meat, poultry, or fish above prepared meat or food. It's very important because never mix them up.
Yeah, of course. Prepared items mean that they're ready to eat. So if we stick something that's like raw meat, whether it's fish, chicken, or beef, that's never good because we've talked about the cross-contamination before.
Right. 首先第一点呢，我们千万不能把那些生鲜的那些食品，特别是那些鱼啊和肉呢，和那些马上准备食用的食品呢，混到一起。这个原因非常的简单，如果放到一起的话呢，会产生 cross-contamination, 叫交叉的这个感染或交叉的这种污染。So be careful.
So always remember, if it's raw meat, handle it with care.Actually, a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, I always put my raw meat in a separate plastic bag.
Right.
That way, there's no cross-contamination with the vegetables or
the fruits,
the
bread. Right.
Yeah, even just like a box of milk. You don't want that on there, so you touch it.
You could have a stain on the, you know, milk cartons.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
Yes. So remember that with raw meat, try to keep it separate if possible.
Right.
So apparently, there was a restaurant called Sizzler, which in the U.S. is like a steakhouse.
Right.
And you may have seen that around in Beijing.
In Beijing, right.
Yeah, so maybe they had a problem with this in the past.
Maybe they had a problem, you know, say, mixing the uncooked meat with some of the prepared food.
Yeah, so maybe got a lot of people sick.
Right, maybe. Let's have a guess.
Yeah. Okay, so now here are some guidelines when you want to clean your refrigerator. It says...Clean the refrigerator frequently, but make sure that the products that are in your refrigerator are kept below 41 degrees Fahrenheit while cleaning.
第二点，一定要记住，一定要能够定期的清理你的冰箱，同时呢，让冰箱的温度呢保持一个比较恒定的一个状态下。因为我们知道，如果说冰箱的温度发生巨大的波动，用一个单词呢叫fluctuation, 那么冰箱里面的食物的它的保鲜期会大大的缩短。他提到词呢叫 shelf life, 翻译成中文呢是货架上的生命，那么同时也指产品的一个保质期。
So maybe when we want to clean our refrigerator, we can get like an ice chest or something, and then store the food that we take out in a cold place, and then we don't have to worry about the temperature in our refrigerator getting too low.
Right, and the reason is the fluctuation of a temperature may cause the growth of bacteria.
Yes, of course. And we don't want bacteria creeping or growing into our bread or food, whatever it is.
如果说温度经常变化的话呢，会导致细菌的滋生，所以大家一定要小心了，要尽量的保持自己冰箱的温度的恒定性。
All right, that brings us to the next subject, which is freezer storage. Professional freezers should be kept below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. As with refrigerated product, check the temperature of your freezer regularly and record it. You need to clean your freezer frequently, but prevent product from thawing and refreezing during this process. This means putting your product in another freezer during regular cleaning. Take advantage of the time and defrosting your freezer. Doing this once a month will help extend the life of your freezer while keeping products safe. Never refreeze thawed product. Make sure that a frozen food storage chart is placed in plain sight, preferably on the freezer door, so that employees can easily follow its guidelines.
我们讲完了冷藏式的使用的方法，现在我们看看冷冻式如何的使用。冷冻式呢，我们叫做 freezer storage， 因为这个 freezer 看起来温度呢比那个 refrigerate 更加的寒冷。那么它的第一个规则是什么呢？它的温度一定要放在华氏零度以下。那么华氏零度呢，它要比我们的摄氏的零度要低出很多，大概应该在零下十几度。同时呢，我们要定期检查这个冷冻室的这个温度。We need to check the temp on a regular basis.
Yes, we do. So it's really important, actually, because if things freeze and then they become unfrozen, but then freeze again, this can cause a big problem, especially with meat. We call this actually freezer burn.
Freezer burns.
Yeah, so if you've ever had chicken, for example, you froze it and then you open your freezer for a while and then the chicken starts to thaw, close the door, it will freeze it again. And then when you eat the chicken, it's very like rough and tough. It's not nice and soft and juicy.
Juicy, right? Particularly the texture of the meat change because of thawing and the defrosting process.
Yes, so we call that freezer burn.
Burns, B-U-R-N, burns.
Right.
第二点呢，Sam跟我们讲到了说我们在清理冷冻室的时候呢，把里面的肉呢放到另外一个冷冻室里面，因为呢我们知道一旦这个肉呢化了之后再去冷冻，它的味道它的口感都会发生变化，所以呢一旦这个肉被 thawed 融化之后呢，千万不能再被 frozen again.
And you know, when we're cleaning out our freezer, this is a really good time to defrost the freezer as well.
Right.
Because the article mentions defrosting our freezer once a month can extend the life of our freezer.
对冷冻室呢，我们应该大概一个月呢清理一次，同时在清理的过程当中，我们对这个冷冻室呢要做一定的除霜的处理。Defrost your freezer.
So if you're trying to remember, when was the last time we cleaned out our freezer or defrosted it? Well, something that can help you is to put some sort of chart in plain sight so all the employees can see, oh, okay, we know when the last time was.
Well, it will serve as a very good reminder, right?
Yeah.
So when you need to check your temperature and what temperature should be appropriate for this freezer.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I need to go back to check my freezer as well because I haven't checked it for ages.
Yeah, I know mine has at least been over a year. Well, that brings us to our last little topic, which is what happens when you enter the food danger zone? You might think the whole food safety thing is a little overblown and paranoid. After all, what could happen to food if it's left out at the wrong temperature or stored a little unconventionally? There are a few key names every restaurant owner is terrified of: E. coli and Salmonella. But they aren't the only foodborne pathogens you need to worry about. Parasites, bacteria, and viruses can cause serious complications, and in some cases, be fatal. A Salmonella outbreak in Australia this year led to a recall of Green Eggs brand eggs and the recommendation that any Green Eggs brand eggs be cooked until completely firm. That means no sunny side up, soft poached, or hollandaise on the menu for restaurants serving the company's eggs. In the UK, an Indian restaurant was closed for a deep clean after 5 people were diagnosed with E. coli infections and 6 suspected cases were reported. No restaurant owner can afford to unexpectedly close. It costs money. So does deep cleaning and scouring an entire restaurant to remove any potential contaminants. Not to mention product loss, reputation impacts, and decreased staff morale.
刚才我们讲到了冰箱的冷冻室、冷藏室的一些使用的规则，有些人会认为我们呢把一些事情呢过度的夸张了。Something has been overblown. People may think we are a little bit paranoid.
Yeah, they cannot see the little bugs or the little parasites crawling around, growing on top or inside of this food. So they think, it's no big deal. There's nothing there, but it's really not us being paranoid or trying to overblow the situation.
Right, 所以呢，我们没有把这个事情呢夸大的来讲，同时呢，我们呢也没有对这个事情呢产生了过度的那种偏执的想法。我们对食品的安全一定要非常的严格，非常的苛刻，这样的话呢才能保证我们的身体的健康。因为我们想一想，如果说我们的食物的保存的温度不合适，那么它可能会产生一定的问题，这个问题非常的严重。我们想一想一些病，第一个病我们讲了 E. coli， 后面这个 COLI 翻译成中文呢是大肠杆菌。这种病菌呢一旦说被我们身体服用之后呢，会产生比较不舒适的状况，那么有可能会这一天待在厕所里面，要 stay in the toilet for a whole day.
Yeah, that's probably the leastworse symptoms. It could be even worse than that.
Right. So what's the second disease?
The second one often comes from like uncooked chicken, which
chicken.
Is salmonella.
Salmonella. 翻译成中文的是沙门氏菌。
So it has the word salmon in there, like the fish, but don't mistake that from getting it from the fish. It usually comes from, again, chicken.
Chicken has nothing to do with salmon.
Right. And then besides those two, there are other things like parasites, bacteria, viruses that can all be really serious.
如果说我们的冷冻室、冷藏室保存不当的话呢，里面的食物不仅仅会含有我们刚才讲到的是这个大肠杆菌、沙门氏菌，同时还有其他的病菌，包括病毒，甚至一些寄生虫。这些东西一旦被我们身体服用的话呢，我们想一想，我们的身体肯定会遭受巨大的伤害。所以呢，这个冰箱要一定妥善的使用。
And if you think that this is just being paranoid, well, look at the examples in the last little paragraph I read.
Mm-hmm.
There are restaurants that have been shut down.
Right.
Not for good, but they had to do some serious deep cleansing of the restaurant.
Right.
So there's days where they're not making money, that they lose a bunch of products, so it's a really big impact on the business.
So remember that restaurant was in Las Vegas, U.S.?
Yeah, that one was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we read in this little paragraph, they were just closed down.
我们前几期讲到了一个餐馆呢，是在美国的拉斯维加斯，由于病情的出现，导致了这个餐馆呢被迫停业。那么今天我们讲到了是澳大利亚的一个农场的鸡蛋出现了 contamination， 翻译成中文呢出现了一些感染，那么导致了是整个的鸡蛋的食用或者是运输呢都发生了巨大的变化。这些鸡蛋一定要煮得非常非常的熟才可以食用，不然的话呢里面的这个 parasite 里面的 bacteria 可能仍然在存活。那么今天讲到了英国这家餐馆由于受到了大肠杆菌的感染，所以呢被迫 close down.
So it's for a business fatal. You don't want to make the mistake of putting your food in the danger zone.
Right, but for ourselves, to our health, maybe it's kind of fatal consequence.
Well, actually, some cases have been fatal. We know that they're more stronger. We know that the effects are more stronger when it comes to small children or older people.
那么对于商业来讲呢，如果说发现了一些病毒啊，或者是发现一些感染的话呢，那么的生意会受大大的影响。那么如果我们的身体遭受了这些病毒或者说病菌的侵袭的话呢，那我们的生命或我们的健康会受到影响。所以呢，我们一定要妥善的保管好冰箱里面的这些食物，无论是你的冷藏室里面的还有冷冻室里面的食物，要按照我们今天讲到的一些 tips 和一些 caution 去操作，所以确保我们的健康， to ensure the safety and the health of our body. Well, that's it for today's chat about food safety, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye everyone, hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
I love it when you just don't care. I love it when you dance like there's nobody there. So when it gets hard, don't be afraid. We don't care what them people say.I love it when you don't take no. I love it when you do what you want, cause you just said so. Let them all go home, we are late. We don't care what them people say. And we don't have to be ordinary. Make
your past mistakes. Cause we don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the life at the party. I'm telling you to take your shot. It might be scary. Hearts are gonna break. Cause we don't have the time to be sorry.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。